time for us to look at sports, and we'll start off with Major League Baseball. And I'll tell you, things are getting a little feisty out there. I think for the second time now in a week, a huge bench-clearing brawl happened last night. The Red Sox and the Blue Jays. And what brought this on? After a hit by pitch. The game wound up with the Red Sox winning 6-5 over the Blue Jays. But you can see that it's going to be a tough series every time they meet. But that's the way the American League East is. That's just the way the American League East is. It's a division where just about everybody is over 500. Just about everybody is in the mix for the playoffs. And that leads to some very, very tense moments. Well, let's take a look at the scoreboard from yesterday in Major League Baseball. Milwaukee over Tampa Bay, 5-3. Houston over the Mets, 2-0. The Mets have lost, I think, three games in a row now. Atlanta creeping closer. They defeated Philadelphia 4-1. Boston over Toronto, 6-5. Cincinnati. Can't find it. Can't find Cincinnati there. Well, anyways. Those were the games from yesterday. As with the local teams, once again, the Pirates over the Nationals 8-7. The Orioles lost to the Mariners 9-3. Like I said, the Red Sox got a big win last night in their game. So if we switch things around and we take a look at the the standings, and here's what I mean about why things are, tensions are so tight. You know, it used to be, pitchers used to be able to brush back batters. If somebody got plunked on the other team, pitchers were so precise, they could brush back batters. That was part of the game. So anyways, here's what I was talking about in the American League East. The Yankees are way out in front. They're 13 games ahead of Boston. But Toronto is 13 and a half back. And Tampa Bay is 15 back. Now, right now, as the way things stand, the Yankees would make the playoffs as the division winner. Boston and Toronto would be the ones who would be in the wild card. Minnesota would be the division winner in their division in the Central, and Houston would be the winner in their division, the AL West. Now, in the National League, the Mets are now down to a three-game lead over Atlanta. But as it stands right now, the Mets would make the playoffs and the Braves would make the playoffs. In the Central, Milwaukee and St. Louis are both in almost a flat-footed tie for first place. And out west, the Dodgers have a 1.5 game lead over San Diego. So that's what I mean about the American League East. It is just packed. Packed with potential playoff winners. You know, you look at their records over the past 10 games, the Yankees are 7-3, Boston 8-2, Toronto 5-5, Tampa Bay 5-5. Baltimore is 6-4. They're only 7 games under 500. They're rebuilding, obviously, is working. So that is a look at baseball. And don't have any highlights from it at all. In basketball, James Harden and Bradley Beal have declared their playing options ahead of NBA free agency, so it looks like they want to test the waters. Test the waters. See what happens. And I guess that's about it in sports. It's baseball, baseball, baseball. And if you're, like I said, a New York fan, you're happy this year in baseball anyway.